My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Kane is Jane. Are they the same? Will Davin remain? Listen and enjoy.
I was working towards helping her. Was about to send some money, actually. But then she called me a liar, and then she became engaged to you. So now you can take care of her.
Nice!
And now they go, son of a bitch!
Son of a bitch! She was kind of right.
The money was on its way, and now I fucked up.
Yep. I was thinking about helping her.
She goes, LOL, LOL. You know what? Can I ask you a very strong question? Please, just tell me the answer. I like when they ask questions.
Yes.
I go, you can ask. Do you really and sincerely live her? Just answer, please.
Do you live her?
No time for spelling.
No. This is love.
Exactly.
Or live.
Of course, but it matters not. You are her fiancé. You obviously care very much. You are the man she needs. Besides, she does not love me. Go forth and prosper.
Thanks, Captain Kirk.
Nice.
I give him a little Star Wars, a little Star Trek. She goes, good, you passed the test. It's Jane, LOL. I'm sorry for the test. I love you, too.
Oh, what? This is some sneaky shit.
I know, it's odd coming from a scammer.
Right.
Joe, you look like you have something you're...
He better not hurt himself backpedaling.
Well, it's her now, too.
It's her now. You know, they're trying. They got their foot caught in cow shit, and now they're trying to get it out.
It's yes. Like, oh, that
blatantly.
Tactic wasn't and working.
What a cornball way to do it. Oh, it's actually me. Really, is it?
Lame.
Scammers.
The whole last season was a dream.
Yeah, yes. They knew-hearted it. They knew-hearted it.
Funny, yeah, right.
I go, this is very weird. So, Joe, will you berate yourself, or should I berate you? Because according to you, your phone goes off, you must be berated.
Yes.
I'm sorry? Exactly.
Shame on you.
I go, this is very weird. She goes, I'm sorry. Kiss me. Let me suck you.
Wow. Right into the sucking.
How the hell are you going to do that? Put your lips on the USB port?
It can't fit in there. Hey,
if you
that's
figure
mean.
Out, if you're going to figure out how to do that, every nerd in the country is going to run and buy one of those.
So I give her a little kiss emoji.
Okay.
She goes, I love you. I go, love you too.
Oh, my God. You couple of sappy kids.
But we've now, I'm doing this bullshit, but we've fucking spoken to the man in this fucking thing.
Yeah.
Right. So we've gotten a couple of the members of staff on board so far.
Yes.
She goes, what are you doing today, dear? I go, going to awake and working. What are you doing today? She goes, nothing. I'm hungry. Two at home. I'm just at home, rather. I go, sorry. Where is Kane? She goes, LL, nobody's Kane. We forged a name. I go, well, I spoke to a man yesterday.
And you're lying.
Yeah. And you're lying.
She goes, yes, he's my neighbor husband. I go, I night.
What?
My neighbor husband.
Neighbor husband.
Neighbor's husband.
Is not.
Oh, neighbor's husband.
The neighbor's husband.
Oh, I thought I said neighbor husband, like neighbor slash husband.
Well, she did, but, he's my neighbor husband.
Gotcha.
I go, a Nigerian man at your house at 5 a.m.?
Oh, nice call.
She goes, my neighbor and her husband. He's not a Nigerian. I go, I see. But you showed him our intimate conversations. Sad emoji.
Yes.
She goes, I don't know where's from. Just for the test. I go, yes, but it is embarrassing. We talked about how I was going to fuck you with your legs on my shoulders.
It's been talks.
Negotiations.
Been talks.
Enough with these war games. I'm going to fuck you with your legs on my shoulders.
People have been fucked.
How the hell you must be having long cock?
Can't really.
Well, no, she.
No.
There's a way. The legs are up. You go boom.
Legs are up. Wheelbarrow, wasn't that it?
No, that's not wheelbarrow.
Is that wheelbarrow?
No, it's not wheelbarrow.
Okay.
maybe it's the hand truck.
No, she's here. Why do I need the hand truck?
Is it the dolly?
She goes, yeah, I know, but it's just to know the truth. I go, I guess I just feel a bit violated.
Oh, you wrote sensitive
this.
I
wrote that.
Comes out.
You poor thing.
I don't feel sincere from you. She goes, I'm sorry, where are you? I go, Yeah, doing paperwork for shows. It hurts when you call me a liar, especially when I'm selling my pride for a fee and trying to earn money for you. I wonder if you really love sometimes. Remember, I'm shaking my ass. I'm a stripper now.
That's right.
Fake Davin's a stripper now. She goes, I'm sorry, dear. It hurts when you don't care about me, too. And it hurts when I ask for help. Then you make me make excuses and questions. I'm sorry. I go, they're not excuses. They are my reality. You are with a complicated person whose life is a mess. She goes, who's the person I'm with? I go, me, I thought.
Me, stupid.
Me, you know, keep up.
She goes, you're not a mess. Don't say that again, dear.
Oh, stop trying to powder my ass.
Why? No. It needs to be powdered.
No. Yes.
I go, oh, but I am. And the part that hurts is that you think it is excuses. You don't know how hard I'm working to straighten out so we have a life. It hurts when you call me a liar.
Yes.
She goes, okay, dear. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry, dear. Tell me you love me. I love you. She goes, I love you too, dear, so much. By the way, how about props for fucking getting this back on course?
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.